You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Op, Alabama. I tell you, I'm able to go to these exotic places thanks to Stephen King sending me to Andalusia this weekend. We were glad to be able to be a part of Christmas in Candyland last night with Cora, and today I'm with the owners of Grit and Grind, Eric and Destiny Rowell. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Eric and Destiny.
Yeah, hey, welcome, man. We're super excited to be here with you today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Saw you working last night. Y'all were busy at the Christmas in Candyland event.
Wide open. It was definitely nonstop. You know, it was exciting times. You know, we haven't been doing this very long, but since we've jumped in here and Candyland being the first like really major event that we've done, it was a learning experience for sure, but we got in there and figured it out. But it was definitely wide open.
I was talking to our friends at the Alabama Pecan Company, and Elizabeth Destiny was talking about having a smaller trailer and how you were able to upgrade, and really glad to have the trailer that you do now.
Oh yeah, things happen really fast. And so in the small trailer, we're super grateful for it. But man, once we were able to get a new trailer and move stuff around and kind of create it where it made sense for a coffee shop, man, our workflow is just so much easier. And I mean, but we still catch ourselves running to one end of the trailer to throw trash away and hit the trash cans at the other end. So, but yeah, man, that's having that new space and having it organized a way that it helps us has been a game changer.
And you're able to take pictures.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's so, your thing, yeah, right? Photography?
So, yeah, we battled. He wanted stainless steel. I wanted wood just for photography. So we had a good balance. He got some, I got some, so that we were able to kind of be able to photograph inside the mobile trailer. So that was cool.
How has the event been? I know that Eric mentioned that this is the first time
that you've done an event like this. How has Christmas in Candyland been for you so far?
Oh, man, the community has been amazing. So we've had people come from up just to say, hey, like not even just come into Candyland. You know, they swing by as soon as they open and just, hey, I want to grab a coffee right quick. Or we have some so many new faces from Andalusia that are like, man, we work awkward times to come see you in Op. So we're so glad that you're able to come, you know, closer to us, and they get to experience, you know, and we're able to serve them. So it's really cool just to see all those.
About a 30-minute commute, you know, from Op to Andalusia.
And where did the idea come from, Grit and Grind?
So the idea, I guess, come from, we were just doing some research, one on like, how can we start like a little side hustle and make a little bit of extra income? But we've also been those type of people that were like, hey, where's the need at? Where can we feel that need? And I love coffee, you know, so, and I've traveled a lot for my previous job. And whenever I would be traveling, I would, first thing I would do is look up, where's the nearest coffee shop, Starbucks, whatever. And, you know, we've been in Op for 5 years and we said, man, I wish someone would build a coffee shop. No one ever did it. So we, you know, just went down that path and started figuring it out and learning how to do it. And, you know, that's kind of how it came about. But the name Grit and Grind was all my wife. You know, if it's anything to do with, you know, design or, you know, anything, I always put that in her ball court.
Very nice, clean logo, by the way. You both have great shirts on. And you came up with this too, Destiny?
Oh, yeah. So I have a background in marketing and design, like he was saying. And
very
so,
helpful.
Yeah. So not many people know, but coffee is not like my jam. I really didn't even like it until we kind of went into this adventure. But I was like, I know how to market photography and design. And so I truly enjoy that stuff. So I was like, if you can be the muscle in the bank account, I could be the designer and kind of put what we have in our brain into real life. So that's
called teamwork.
Yes. That's what we were talking about the other day, about we should challenge each other. We each get an X amount of money to build up a new business. And I was like, man, I don't think I could do some of these things without you. It is definitely for sure 1,000% teamwork. There's so many things that, you know, he just grinds and gets done and puts his head down, like LLC and all the technical stuff. And I don't like that stuff. So, but I was like, you know what? I know how to get stuff in front of people and photograph it beautifully and make you drool and want it. So it's definitely, we compensate each other.
What is the Grit and Grind, the name?
Okay,
from?
So I like to use it as I am the grit and he is the grind. So together we are Grit and Grind. But grit is like a pearl in an oyster. It's created from a piece of sand that's just, you know, grit, and it's kind of an aggravation to the oyster. But then while it's just dark and rolling around in the ocean, and then all of a sudden it's just beautiful pearl. So nothing is created without a little bit of friction and in the darkness. And so my dad always called me his pearl, and I never knew why until he passed. And you know, when we started this adventure, and I started looking up, you know, definitions of meaning and grit, and I was like, that's why he called me his pearl. And so, and then Eric is just, he, like I said earlier, he just puts his head down and grinds no matter what task he has or what little ambition or, you know, he calls it his rabbit hole, whatever little idea he has, he just gets it done. And so, man, and when we envisioned this whole thing, we said we would love to have a brick and mortar, but we didn't know how our community would support it, you know, and it was a big investment. There's not many buildings here in Op that are just turnkey ready for you to just walk in and start a business. And so that's why we started a mobile coffee trailer. It was lower startup fees, and we would be able to test the waters in Op. And let's say Op was just like, coffee, awesome, but I have these little gas stations. So we could roll it down to Andalusia or Elba. And but they have been amazing. So our vision, whenever I design, even just the beginning with the logo, I had to, any business that I help either my clients or I start, I figure out who is my ideal client. And so I design every single thing, logo, fonts, everything around them. So whenever we decided we wanted to do this, I kind of had envisioned that I wanted a brick and mortar for business people to be able to sit down, talk business. I wanted meetings. I wanted you to have Bible studies. I wanted people to be able to have somewhere to come in and grow, whether it be spiritually, you know, business-wise. So because we don't have a lot of places like that, unfortunately. So whenever I would have to meet with clients, we wouldn't have anywhere to go. And so in my head, when we first started, I was like, I want something like that. But I knew that we couldn't just jump in straight because there's no brick and mortar that was turnkey here in Op ready for us.
Yes.
And it's a big investment. So that's why we started a mobile coffee trailer, because it was low startup fees. And if op was like, I don't need my coffee from here. We can pull the trailer to Andalusia. And if that didn't work, we could pull it to Brantley. And so, but op has been so good to us that within, 4 months, we purchased a brick and mortar.
Yeah. Wow. And I know, Eric, you had introduced this to me, that you all were interested in making a brick and mortar from this business, mm-hmm. going from the mobile cart, if you will, to having the brick and mortar. How does that look for the future now for Grit and Grind?
Yeah, like Destiny said, you know, everything's kind of moving really fast. But we have so many different envisions and goals. And, you know, we feel like, you know, Op's going to be our flagship store. You know what I mean? This community has been great to us. So we want to give back as much as we can. And we really have learned that, you know, this concept is really something that the community was wanting, because, you know, it shows. And like I said, we're going to trust when... You know, we knew that the population and the foot traffic might not be as great as some other major cities. We wanted to just kind of do something for Op. And like I said, that being our flagship, and we're going to try to grow that and scale it as, you know, as much as we can. And eventually we're going to possibly have multiple stores and multiple mobile units going out of this. State of Alabama was one of those things that we learned, that to be mobile, you actually have to operate out of a commercial kitchen, out of a building, right? So it definitely makes that transition a little bit nicer than, you know, going and getting a lease or asking someone to use their space, really. So that kind of helps us. It's double. And we're possibly going to be scaling the brick and mortar stores and the mobile units. So the goal is to have 15 mobile units and then 15 brick and mortar stores. You know, that's the goal. And we've learned that, you know, when you give people ownership of something, they're more likely to want it to succeed or you know, have what where they care about it more, right?
Yes.
And so we're looking to partner with people instead of just, because we only have so much time in the day, you know, so we can't just do it all ourselves. So we're looking for owner operators and people we can partner with to open up our second store and our third store and so forth. So that's kind of our goal and our envision right now. And, you know, we'll circle back this in 6 months and see how it, you know, all played out.
Right now, folks, we're in Op, Alabama. We're talking to Eric and Destiny Rowell about their business, Grit and Grind. And I want you to stick with us, because I want Eric to share a little bit more about the grind part. People need encouragement. They need to be able to figure out how to take a rabbit hole and turn something into that. And it sounds like Eric, when he goes on a mission, he has something that he wants to do that he's able to follow through. And a lot of people need those lessons. And so I hope Eric will share with us about the grind part of Grit and Grind when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them.
This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show as we are in Op, Alabama, talking about grit and grind. Eric Rowell reached out to me after I did a show on the Alabama Pecan Company, our friends in Sampson, Alabama, and we're glad to have Eric and Destiny Rowell on the show with us right now. Welcome back to the show, Eric and Destiny.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
It's fun. I enjoy the conversation to talk about your business. I was a business owner myself, had a tortilla factory for 5 years and a Mexican restaurant. And so I started from scratch making tortillas in Athens, Alabama, and built it into a chip company where we had chips in grocery stores. And so me and my wife for 5 years did that. And so our background is entrepreneurship and having business. And here I am now with another business. I can make a conversation like we're doing now, send it out. So I'm still having logistics, but it's much simpler than having a tortilla factory. I'll put it that way. Doing a show is easier. I would recommend this over having a tortilla company, which I did. But Eric, we wanted to talk about the grind part of this business. Your wife mentioned about rabbit holes and how you call them that sometimes. But if you find something that you want to do, what is it about you that allows you to be able to accomplish that goal, achieve that goal, like grit and grind?
Right. I always tell people that I'm so thankful for the things that I've had to go through in life. So I feel like I put it all in my experience bucket. You know, so I'm only 37 years old, but I feel like I have a lot that I've learned and lived through. And so I've been through really dark times in my life and come out the other side. And you know, I'm the person that's sitting here in front of you. So for that, like, you know, I know that it's ultimately not going to rain all the time. It can't rain all the time. You know what I mean? So, like, you just take 1 minute at a time to 1 second if you got to. Some people, one day at a time. You know, whatever it is for you, you break it down and it's, you just keep grinding and you keep going and you keep pushing and you don't give up. Then ultimately, I mean, good things happen. You know what I mean? Positive things happen because the negative things can't always happen forever.
That's a good way to look at it, because I have a lot of people that I have talked to through my show about depression, anxiety, and other issues that they have when it comes to mental health. There are a lot of people out there struggling. And so they see the rain and they don't necessarily see the sunshine. Mm-hmm. And that can bring about some pretty dark times for individuals. And they feel like there's no hope, that whatever they set as a goal, they're not going to be able to achieve it for whatever reason. Something's going to get in their way. And they've seen that happen. So they're used to having that happen, whether it's self-sabotage or by external factors, which sometimes affect us too and keep us from maybe achieving what we'd like to have. Right. And you talked about some dark times that you've had. I've had them myself. I'm 43 mm-hmm. years old. I started the show when I was 38. You're 37. Yeah. So not far off the track of starting something, which when I started my tortilla factory, I was 25.
Right.
By the time I was almost 30, I went bankrupt. So that is a reality I had to experience before I could rebuild. I went back into law enforcement, and it took me about 7 years to get back on track. And then my dad's death just really kicked me in gear and said, let's do something that makes a difference, and let's recognize some of these people in our communities and share positive stories to try to help other people.
Right.
So I had to take some of those dark times myself and decide that I wanted to do something positive. Now, yes, I have to deal with dark stuff with people that have challenges. But if we can find the light at the end of the tunnel and offer that hope, then maybe a story like yours will allow someone else to say, well, if Eric can do it, then I can too.
Right.
It creates mental toughness too. And I think that's the characteristic that you probably couldn't have, we didn't have for sure, you know, 15 years ago. And we probably couldn't have created Grit and Grind without it. Because, I mean, a lot of people, well, I have a tendency to think that a lot of people think that it's, we make it look really easy. When
you got it going on. Look at you. You got matching shirts.
That, yes. Definitely confidence. Confidence is key. But yeah, like he said, fake it till you make it. But without those experiences, there's no way we would have been able to build up that mental toughness. Because, man, there's days where we're driving home from health departments. I was crying. He was just quiet, you know, saying so many no's. And we're like, how are we going to get through this? But we knew that we would get through it. And so, but there's no way if we wouldn't have went through the last, you know, our dark times that we would have been like, man, are we going to get through this? But we were so confident because we've been, you know, we've proven ourselves right a lot.
And people don't see this when you're serving coffee.
It's hard.
They don't see what you had to go through to get there. They see the end result. And that's problematic too, because if we don't share the story, if we don't share the full story and people don't understand the challenges we went through, they're missing a big part of that. What makes success?
Right.
They miss that because they just see that end result, as I said.
Yeah.
We try and be very transparent, like on any platform that we have. You know, we try and show the behind the clips and the process, you know, just because, A, I feel like people like to be a part of the process. And then B, I mean, authenticity and transparency is not something you see every day.
Right.
And so I feel like people are attracted to that. And so we just try and be real with everybody.
Honesty.
And,
people like honesty.
Yeah, I think, and one of the things what we were also talking about is, you know, we said, hey, what business opportunity can we do that we actually like put a smile on somebody's face? Like we actually bring joy. You know what I mean? Because we've been through so much in our lives that we understand that joy, peace, laughter is what we're here for. You know what I mean? That's why, you know what I mean? We found that and we want to spread that as much as we can. And this was one of those avenues that we felt like, you know what I mean? We could do that with, we could achieve that. So, you know, it's been great, you know, the whole coffee industry and this, path that we're taking, you know, so.
And people will open doors. They will.
Yeah.
They see. Yes, exactly. When they see what you're doing, then more doors will open. Just like Stephen King opening the door for me to Andalusia. I wouldn't be here otherwise if it wasn't for Stephen King bringing me down here to Andalusia and saying, hey, cover my area. I'm interested in promoting people in our community. And just like you having an opportunity, thanks to a guy like Stephen King who opened the door for me, he just followed the show. So it's one of those. Thank you, Destiny, for joining me here on the show.
One of us have to go work, so.
Good luck at the Christmas in Candyland. We'll see you in just a little bit. Yeah. And Eric, it's important that we have those people step in and say, I like what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing. And here is what I want to do to try to help move it forward.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have so many people. You've already mentioned some of them, Liz and Adam, you know, over at Alabama Pecan Company. But so many people have helped us. And I feel like it's just a circle of life. I've been there where, you know, I'm looking for hope, like you mentioned earlier, and I'm searching YouTube or music or whatever it is, because I'm not really putting anything out. I'm probably taking more than I'm putting out in a daily basis. But then once I started figuring out how to live a better life, be a member of society and so forth, it's like, you know, hey, what do I need to do to show people that way I can give back? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you know, people have been there for me so many times and they've helped me along the way. So I'm looking for ways that I can give back and you know, pay it forward, really.
Who are a couple of big difference makers in your life, Eric?
Currently, name those right off the top is my wife, number one. You know, we've been together since we were in eighth grade of high school. And you talked about, you know, law enforcement. I went into law enforcement right out of high school and actually went from being a police officer to a junkie really quick. You know, because I've gotten a motorcycle accident, and once I went to the doctor, got put on pain medicine, and you know, it just kind of tunneled from there. But my wife has been with me, you know, and it hasn't been easy since eighth grade, you know. So without her being here, I can say she's definitely one of my heroes. I wouldn't blow her head up too much, but she's my rock, you know. And then, you know, all the people that's helped us, you know, Meryl, John at the Wheelhouse, Adam, Elizabeth, Conn Place. You know, there's so many. And when you put me on the spot, it's kind of my mind went blank. But, you know, there's a lot of them, you know, and I wouldn't be here without them. You know, she talked about the health department and the state of Alabama. It's definitely not no easy obstacle to get a mobile unit. And all of these people have been really supportive. And anytime I pick up the phone, I can call any of those people and say, hey, you know, how are you doing this? Or what are you doing? What does this look like? And gladly give me help or, you know, feedback or whatnot. So.
And Destiny's been through it all. If you've been since the eighth grade, she's known everything about you pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
as you entered the law enforcement field like I did, you know, and I found that law enforcement wasn't necessarily a fit for me after trying different departments. And maybe it was the supervisors who didn't feel like I fit, and maybe it was some of me. But I found my own path, and I found a way through the Mark White Show to do something different. And I still recognize our law enforcement community, still try to show that I care about my brothers and sisters who are out there working. I feel still a part of them because I was part of that. I went through, you know, a lot of different struggles with fellow law enforcement officers, and you build that relationship. And I never want to let that go because they're part of my life, and I want them to know that I'm still here for them. It's just a different avenue now that I can be a voice on the outside looking in.
Right. Yeah, 100%. You know, I'm definitely thankful for all of the people that were in my life at that time, too. You know, I was in ROTC throughout high school, and I thought I wanted to go in the military. But me and my wife had a kid at a young age, and I was like, man, I don't really want to leave them at this time. So I was like, next best thing, let me go into law enforcement. You know, so I definitely have tremendous respect for all of the people who served or anybody that's in law enforcement, even city workers. You know what I mean? Those people are out there, you know, making lives, our lives easier for us each and every day. You know, so if there's anything that I can ever do or, you know, so forth, I'm always looking for those opportunities.
Eric, let's tell people how they can connect with Grit and Grind. This business, whether it's the model of brick and mortar or the mobile unit, I want people to know how to connect with you and your business.
Okay. So the main platform that we're on is Instagram and Facebook. Find us at Grit and Grind Coffee 334 on Facebook, and then Grit and Grind _coffee at Instagram. So those are our main two platforms, but you can always Google us, Grit and Grind Coffee, and and get in touch with us there and find our phone number and call us and come hang out with us and get a cup of coffee.
Excellent. I wish you continued success. Have a great time at Christmas in Candyland. I know it's going to be great again tonight, but I appreciate you and Destiny both joining me here on the show today.
Yeah, man, we greatly appreciate you coming and hanging out with us and, you know, spending time and getting to know us.
Folks, I'm going to call this another Mark It Down segment. I want you to mark it down, Op Alabama, Grit and Grind. Put it on your calendar, find a date to come down to Op, be a part of this special effort with this special couple. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you've been encouraged and inspired by the show today as we've talked to Eric and Destiny Rowell. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.